we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
On this day, April the 3rd, in 1968, Martin Luther King gave that speech, has been known as his mountaintop speech, at a rally for the striking sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee. And less than 24 hours later, he was assassinated and murdered. So we open our show today remembering that day, that speech, and that this was a moment when Martin Luther King was standing up for the rights of the working people in this country, for black people in this country, for poor people in this country, and building a massive interracial movement to try to fight poverty and build a new America. And then he was taken from us at that moment, just hours after the speech was given. And we'll talk, reflect more on Martin Luther King tomorrow on the anniversary of his assassination. But that was on this day in history, on April the 3rd. This on this day in history, and many things happened, and we'll go through a few of them very quickly. In 1865, this is at the end of the Civil War, that the 1st Massachusetts Colored Cavalry and the 25th Corps were at the head of the Union troops as they entered Richmond. The 2nd Division of the 25th Corps on that day, another African-American regiment, chased Robert E. Lee's army from Petersburg to Appomattox Courthouse, forcing surrender. That division and other Union soldiers who were white came together and trapped General Lee's army with fixed bayonets, and they charged the Confederate troops. The Confederate troops surrendered. That happened on this day in 1865. On this day in 1895, Oscar Wilde, the great writer, author, poet, was convicted in a libel case and imprisoned because of his homosexuality, as was written in that day. And that happened on this day in 1895, appropriate for the conversation we're about to start our show off with today. On this day in 1944, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that African-Americans could not be barred from Texas Democratic primaries. And on this day in 1962, this is a really interesting piece that happened in history. There was a boycott of downtown stores in Birmingham, Alabama. This African-American-led boycott to end segregation. City councilmen on that day, the city commission voted not to pay the $45,000 share, the city's share of a $100,000 county program, which supplied surplus food to people who were hungry in the community. And 90% of those recipients were black. And when it was protested, the mayor then of Birmingham, Alabama, Arthur J. Haynes, dismissed their complaint as a typical reaction from New York socialist radicals on this day in 1962. On this day, we was born on this day, was the actor Marlon Brando, and the great comedian Eddie Murphy on this day in 1961 was born. And Jane Goodall was born on this day in 1934, one of our great anthropologists and thinkers. And we lost on this day in 1950 Carter G. Woodson, the man who started Black History Week and who was one of America's great historians, passed away on this day in 1950. And this is the day in 1996. Many of you may remember, if you were around at that point, there was a former congressman, Ron Brown, who became one of the early members, African-American members of the cabinet. He was Commerce Secretary and was killed in a plane crash in Croatia on this day on an official visit. And on this day in 2007, we also lost Eddie Robinson. Now, those of you who are students here probably know, may not remember who Eddie Robinson was, but he was one of the greatest football coaches in the history of the United States of America, Grambling's football coach, the second winningest coach in the whole history of the United States, and was known, and is in the Football Hall of Fame, he was really one of the incredible coaches because, unlike other coaches who scream and yell and throw things at players, if something went wrong, he was known for his football, to put his arm around the player and walk him across the field, quietly explain what was wrong and how to make him a better player. He was a coach, but he was a real deep human being who believed that you didn't have to use bellicoseness and fear to teach players how to play a game. And he was one of the great football coaches ever to grace the fields in America, and he passed on this day in 1950. And that's our contribution to this day in history. On April the 3rd, you can go to steinershow.org. And check online the pieces we left out and learn more about some of the people and places we talked about on this day in history. We'll be right back with our discussion of the film New Black. Tenderly, the trembling.